Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's already Wednesday. I can't believe that. We have a roundtable on Friday, of course. It'll be, I think our first roundtable of the year because of the holiday. And we do have kind of a significant Reardon Roundtable announcement to make on Friday at 3 o'clock. So keep yourself posted for that or stay tuned because that'll be significant, I think, for those of you who have listened to the Roundtable over the years. I can't let the secret out of the bag right now, but we'll have some details on Friday afternoon at 3. Yesterday, we had a dazzling interview with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. We're going to start doing something on a regular basis with him called Tech Talk Tuesdays. But all of the stuff that he was sending us and showing us and talking about last night at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas was so crazy. He went through a bunch of the exhibits and a lot of the booths again today. So we'll have report number 2 on CES in Las Vegas. Right now, Dwayne Patterson back with us from hotair.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast. I've not caught up with him for about a month because of the holiday. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, my friend, and Happy New Year, Sue. I have just one quick question before we get started. The quick question is, we always hear from the chief meteorologist, whoever the chief meteorologist is.
Dave Murray, that's Dave Murray, yeah.
Have we ever heard from the deputy assistant meteorologist?
We haven't. And by the way, the chief meteorologist lives a lot closer to you than he does to me because he's out in California. Dave's great. He's a retired KSDK NBC affiliate meteorologist, but he still does this on the side and he does it for KMOX and our station. But no, to your point, we never do hear from that other person, whoever that might be.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
All right, let's start here with Minneapolis because that's the story of the afternoon and the day. It's interesting how both sides kind of dug in on this one. I played this audio a couple of times here today with Jacob Frey, who seems to be one of the more unhinged mayors. Like, if you're trying to pick more unhinged mayors over the other, he'd be certainly in top competition with J.B. Pritzker, or I'm sorry, Brandon Johnson.
To ICE, get the f*** out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite.
I think that Jacob Frey and Tim Walz have done exactly the opposite. Now, I've admitted this afternoon, Dwayne, that when I first saw the video of this, I had some questions, and maybe I still have some questions. I don't know 100% if this was justifiable. I do know that there's some nuance to the videos that have emerged and that officers have to make very, very quick decisions. Thoughts on all of the news of the day?
Okay, let's start with the mayor. The mayor and Tim Walz, if Donald Trump incited violence, right?
If the
claim from the left is that Donald Trump incited violence, then Jacob Frey and Tim Walz get the death penalty for what they just pulled off today alone, right? I mean,
100% agree.
I mean, I talk about this with one of my guest hosts, a good friend of mine named Kurt Schlichter, retired Army colonel. We have one rule, and we thought we knew what that rule was until the left kind of redefined what speech was and redefined all the different rules as to what incitement was and redefined what impeachment meant. All this redefinition and came up with a new rule when it applies to Trump. So I'm okay if we're going to throw all the old standards out and we're going to go with this one new rule, whatever this new rule is, that rule applies. And the left doesn't want it to apply to them. They only want it to apply one way. But we only have one rule. But if we're going by that rule, then there should be no reason why Tim Walz and Jacob Fry aren't in leg irons by the end of the day.
Well, it was so reckless. And you know, I don't know what's going to happen in Minneapolis. I don't know if there's going to be riots. I know that the crowds are building. But what they said was unbelievably irresponsible given the situation. But that's certainly to be expected. Tim Walz in particular, and I played this audio a couple of times earlier, so I won't repeat it right now, but he acts as if this woman was sitting in her car doing nothing, just minding her own business, and an ICE agent went up to her and popped her in the head.
So what happened? And there's the equivalent of the Zapruder film now that's out on Twitter,
yeah.
Slowed down to a third speed. But it's not hard to understand if you just get the Trump hatred out of the way for a minute and just honestly look at what's going on here. What you have is a lady in the middle of the street in her car sideways. Blocking traffic. Now, she waves people by that she can verify that aren't federal agents. And so you can see her with her left arm out the window waving them by.
She's specifically blocking the ICE agents, yes.
And as soon as a pickup truck with flashing lights comes up that she recognizes is an ICE truck, she sits there and digs in. The agents come out, and they start to go through the process of arresting her. They're arresting her because she is detaining and interfering with a federal agent
exactly.
In a federal operation,
exactly.
Which is a felony. She is committing a felony in the middle of the blinking street.
So they're commanding her to get out of the vehicle, to stop the vehicle. They go for the one officer, goes for the door. She at first has the car in reverse, and then she accelerates.
She backs the car up, turns the wheel, and steers the car, puts it in drive, and hits the gas, going into another agent right in front of her. And as soon as that car hits drive and she starts to rev the engine, she is now a threat. She is now committing a second felony. The second felony is assault with a deadly weapon because the car is a deadly weapon. I don't think the left wants to redefine that either, because if you are now allowed to mow down a law enforcement officer because you don't want to be arrested and you don't particularly want a ticket, you don't think you're doing anything wrong, I don't think we want to change that rule. The officer was telling her to stop. She hits the gas, starts to go at the cop with the car. He draws down on her with deadly force, and that's that. At best, if you want to ascribe, she was just trying to flee the scene. Okay, at best, she's trying to evade arrest, which is also a felony, right? So at a minimum, she's got three felonies she's doing in a matter of about 30 seconds. And the second she put that car in drive, turned the wheel, and hit the gas toward that agent, I saw so much nonsense online today that, oh, well, they just shot her through the open window from the side. Nobody was under any threat except for
bullet went through the windshield. I know that.
The first bullet going through the windshield,
right,
yes, which means
right.
That she was heading directly at an officer.
Yeah, the angle is important there.
Of course it is.
Right. Absolutely. As it was in the Mike Brown situation. I offered this as an example. The reason that he was shot was because the forensic evidence is so clear that he, after everything that happened that day in Ferguson, Dwayne, with Darren Wilson, as he was walking away, he did not have his hands up and his back to the officer. He actually turned around and charged Darren Wilson. And that's when he was shot and killed.
Which it should, I mean, that should be, and it's as justifiable of an act as you can come up with. I mean, it would have been a different thing entirely if there was nobody in her path and she was just trying to flee, and they started to shoot at her from behind. That's not what happened.
But that's the way it's being portrayed, I think. And, you know, it was interesting because I was listening to some of this as I was driving in, and I did not have the advantage of seeing the audio. I left the house, the video. The video wasn't out yet. You know, there were some images of some of the chaos, but not of the direct shooting. The first image that I saw was from further away, and it was an angle from the front right of where the vehicle would be, but maybe 100 yards in the distance, wherever it was. And that made it look like the officer was in jeopardy of being hit by the car. But then when the closer video comes out, it does give you the appearance, I'm not going to lie, you could look at that one and say, oh, you know, because you don't see the officer in front of the car, you might think it's non-justifiable. I think what needs to happen here is we need more video, and I'm guessing some more video might emerge from the other side of the street.
I'm thinking that will happen, too. The video that I saw, it shows that, now, it may have been after she was hit. That I can't tell, whether it was the first or second shot. But the video I saw, the car actually hit that front agent. It glanced him on the hip.
Yes.
But it made contact. It hit him. So, look, again, there's a really easy way to have resolved this, and that is not to use your Honda Pilot as a battering ram on law enforcement. That's usually the best way to not get yourself shot. It just is.
Well, I would agree with you, but this is not going to make things better in this country right now. And obviously, Tim Walz and Trump are going back and forth, and we know where the legacy media is going to mostly land on this. I'll tell you what, here's what I'm curious about. I'd love your thoughts on this. I'll be very curious, and maybe I should watch it when I get home, how Tony DeCoppola and the CBS Evening News is going to handle this story tonight.
Boy, isn't that something. I'm going to be really curious to see how the spin is and if they play it straight. We saw how ABC carried the arrests and the movement of Maduro into the Brooklyn jail and said, oh, well, he's got his supporters here. There's all sorts of supporters here for Maduro, not bothering to figure out that they were paid supporters by the CCP. But you're right. It's going to be interesting to see how CBS does this, because a lot of media, not all of them, but a lot of media buried the salient fact that she put the car in drive and tried to run over a federal agent until, like, you know, 20 paragraphs deep in a 22 paragraph story. It was, you know, 37-year-old white woman does nothing and gets shot by cops. Well, okay, that's leaving out a few key
fair
points.
Yeah,
it?
Right. So I checked in with my friend Tim Fitch today. He's the former St. Louis County police chief. He was also a St. Louis County councilman. He didn't have time to jump on the air with me today, but here's what he told me in a text. He said, I watched it multiple times with another retired officer. She clearly drove toward the officer in front of her vehicle, and he fired. From his perspective, he would articulate he thought she was going to run him down, but her vehicle ended up veering around him to his left as he moved out of the way to his right. Either way, it's going to be a blank show up there. So, you know, when you say playing it straight, I think it's fair to break down all aspects of this. The problem is that this is already under the assumption that it was a bad shoot because Jacob Frey and Tim Walz are out there shooting off their mouth, which is going to lead to fires and riots and all that other stuff. And if someone else gets hurt, which is very likely based on what, you know, we might expect could happen tonight, who's that on? That's on Jacob Frey and Tim Walz.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Because here's how much of a tinderbox that is. You know where that incident happened, right? You know how far away that was from the George Floyd incident?
I do not. I do not know the geography on that.
Two blocks.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's
really?
Right there. It's in the same zone. It's two blocks away.
So I have a nephew that lives right in that area, and I texted him this afternoon. He's a Chicago native, and he's a Bears fan, so we go back and forth because I'm a Packers guy.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
I know. I said, better chance the Bears beat the Packers than Minnesota burns to the ground. His response to me was, Bears have a great leader in Ben Johnson. The state of Minnesota has Walz. I'll take the Bears any day of the week. That's not a bad way to handicap that, because that goofball, I mean, look, we could have already talked about Tim Walz for 10 minutes outside of what happened today based on his news conference on Monday.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, what's going to happen tonight, I have no idea. I do not want violence to happen. That's the last thing in the world we need. If there's good news, bring back our chief meteorologist, Steve. The forecast for Minneapolis tonight is 2 degrees.
Yeah, that's not going to help. Protesters are going to stay inside, maybe. That actually might be a big benefit.
Although, boy, that does lead to bonfires.
Yeah, but you know what? That might be a saving grace because you have nicer weather, and I think people are more likely to get out. Yep. Let's talk a little bit more. Dwayne Patterson is here with HotAir.com, the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. I was off for a couple of weeks, as you know. I didn't pay attention to the news cycle until Saturday morning when everything happened.
I was working away every day. You were sloughing away again on vacation.
I was, but then everything happens on Saturday. Look, I've been following the Somali fraud stuff and everything, kind of taking a peek at the news. But when this happened in Venezuela, I was forced to pay attention, and I find it fascinating. Now, obviously, you had both sides kind of digging in on that, which was unbelievable to me, because here again, you have Democrats. I can't believe it. Look, Dwayne, Republicans say stupid crap, too. They're hypocritical. But for, you know, Chris Murphy and Chuck Schumer to have made definitive statements on getting rid of Maduro and how bad of a guy he is, and then to flip it around on Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning to act completely opposite, I can't believe that they could look at themselves in the mirror, but this is just standard practice. I guess they're used to it.
Look, it's actual intellectual laziness on the left. Every day that Trump wakes up and puts his feet on the floor, he's committing a felony. To the left, right? I mean, that's just how their worldview is. So Chuck Schumer, 2 weeks before Trump's first term ends in January of 2021, goes on the Senate floor and tries to steamroll over Donald Trump on his way out the door, saying, "You didn't do anything about Nicolas Maduro. You didn't do anything about that." And so he's criticizing him for not taking decisive kinetic action to get him out of power. Flash forward to 4.5 years later when Trump does exactly that, and Chuck Schumer goes on George Stephanopoulos' Sunday show and says, well, it's illegal. Everybody knows it's illegal. He had no power to do that. He's breaking the law. Just shut up.
Well, you know, let me get your thoughts on this, too, because the other guy that's saying stuff like that is Rand Paul.
The planning for this attack in Venezuela took 4 months. We could have easily voted for a declaration of war had it been brought to Congress. People say, well, the surprise is gone. Well, I don't think anybody was surprised by this attack. The actual details of when it would occur don't have to be given to Congress. I think the president has carte blanche authority to move troops around and execute war. The initiation of war is where we come in. But I think that should be adhered to and could have been done here. Even with the element of surprise.
All right, so look, the problem I have, and I like Senator Paul, and I understand his position on many of these issues, but we're not at war with Venezuela.
No, and what he said, there's parts of me that are, I have a soft spot for Rand Paul as well.
Yeah, right.
But that said, that's just utter nonsense, what he said, because, number one, when he says nobody was surprised, I think Maduro was surprised.
Oh, I do too.
Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think his wife was surprised.
Very.
I think they're both surprised.
Yeah.
I think the dead Cuban security force was surprised. I think the Russian S-300 systems that are now in smoldering ruins, I think they were a little surprised that they got blown up so easily. But when it comes to the action itself, it was not a declaration of war. It was ensuring we had enough security forces to enforce a warrant. We read him his rights. It was a law enforcement action.
Look, these are the people that were demanding due process for the Maryland father. Well, they're getting due process
just
here.
Saw it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this was. He had Nicolas Maduro, before he got frog marched out, was Mirandized. For crying out loud.
Oh, my God. By the way, I love the memes. I mean, the sweatshirt, the goggles, it's all been glorious here this week. What did you think? One more question. What did you think of Trump's weaving yesterday and his message to Republicans heading into the midterms?
Not too bad overall. I guess to me, the messaging should be a little bit sharper when it comes to this foreign policy action, because it's good to say, you know, we just seized this, you know, 30 to 50, you know, million barrels of oil, $2 billion worth. We're going to refine it here. It's going to go to the U.S. It's going to go to Venezuela. All that's great. But what he should have said is that 30 to 50 million barrels, that $2 billion worth of revenue, is not going to China. It's not going to Cuba. You've got to, it's not just our interest getting improved, which it did.
Yeah, Republicans continue to have a bit of a marketing problem, and hopefully they can figure that out.
It hurt Russia, it hurt China, yes.
Dwayne, Happy New Year. Awesome to have you back. We'll talk next week.
You got it.
All right, we'll see you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh my gosh, I'm so looking forward to our second conversation in as many days with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. He's out in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. He dazzled us with some stories yesterday. We invited him back. How was day two, George? How are you?
Day two is a lot of fun, doing great, exhausting. I've never seen so much humanity in one place at one time in my life.
Well, first of all, let me talk a little bit about what you discussed yesterday, because you were nice enough to share some images and videos. And one of the things that you referred to yesterday is you were able to go on this underneath the loop tunnel for Tesla that is underground in Vegas.
So cool.
And you sent the video of that, and it was really cool. And you could hear the driver kind of explaining how it works. And you're not going real slowly through those tunnels. They're moving pretty quick. Right?
No. Yeah, you're hauling. In fact, when it's automatic, and during the convention, they had actual drivers. But normally, if you're out here on a regular day, it's all automated Teslas driving through these tunnels. And he said it can go to 90 to 100 miles an hour because there's nothing around. And the tunnels are barely big enough for the car. And the car knows exactly how to go and where to go. And it is fascinating. I mean, it's faster than a subway, and you're in a private car by yourself and your friends. It's really, really neat. Of course, leave it up to Elon.
So
to have the coolest thing.
You know, I consider Vegas my second home. I'm actually heading out there again next weekend. But is that something that the public can use at this point?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. First, I believe the ride is normally about $3 to $4. And they're right now making another tunnel all the way to the airport. So you're going to be able to go from the airport to several different locations, all the main convention centers throughout Vegas, on the Tesla loop. And yeah, it's really wild. Like, you go down in the subway and it's all glowing. And I don't know if you saw the lights and cars pull up and you get in. They tell you which slot to stand in. You're like, okay, well, I'm in car number three. And the gull wing doors open. You get into a Tesla and away you go at rocket speed off to your destination. And then you pop up out of the ground and you're at a, you know, a completely different location. You get out of your Tesla and off you go. It's really, really outrageously fun to not be in a subway train, but be in your own private car. That's crazy.
All right. Well, you told us about a lot of technology that you saw yesterday. Some was very unique. You saw some televisions that were pretty cool. What did you get to tour today?
Oh, man. Today was something else. I saw some things that were highly over-engineered and unnecessary. But they are dynamite cool. Let me start off with the most practical thing. First was an exoskeleton. Now, this is something you wear around your waist, around your hips, and then you tie right above the knee, and it's got motors near your hips. And this is all low-profile stuff. It's not real clumsy and real bulky, but it helps you on a day-to-day basis, climbing ladders, picking things up. If you go for a run, it's helping your legs move so you're not using your whole body. The exoskeleton then graduated as we walked down the aisle, and a different vendor had one that was the neatest one ever. It was for kids. And it was for kids who have cerebral palsy, any type of issues where they can't walk. And it literally picks them up, uses AI to help balance them, and allows them to walk, I mean, seamlessly through obstacles, anything that they need to go through. It was unbelievably awesome to see that. Then they had one for adults, you know, 6-foot-plus tall adults, exoskeletons to help people that can't walk become mobile and be able to go anywhere. It was unbelievable to see that kind of technology. And that is coming out in the market in March and April. The other one that I saw was really neat was the wheelchair that has all the sensors that a Waymo self-driving cab has. So imagine you can't walk, maybe you're blind or you have very bad vision. This wheelchair can see traffic, stop you from crossing the street.
Wow.
It can dodge obstacles. It can go into stores, wait for the doors to open. It literally is an intelligent, artificial intelligent wheelchair that can help folks get around. It was unbelievable to see that kind of technology in action.
That kind of makes sense, and it makes me wonder why we haven't had more focus on that in the first place. But that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and there was a huge focus on wellness and longevity and living. There's AI built into so many things now, and rings that go on your fingers and necklaces around for you and your kids, belt loops that read all your vitals and give it to your app to help you throughout your day. All these different devices in the house that are all based on longevity and wellness.
Yeah.
That was a big, big theme where we were at.
Yeah, I have a belt loop that tells me when I'm eating too much sugar. I'll tell you that right now.
I got that one too.
That's pretty high tech.
And it doesn't have to have AI either.
No, not at all. All right, anything else that Sue actually talked about some pretty crazy stuff earlier on Sue's News. Do you want to tell them about the lollipop thing?
Yeah, there was like some sort of lollipop that would send stuff into your brain and you could listen to music while if you bit down, you could hear it, but it would only be inside your head. I mean, George, there's wacky stuff.
Oh, there's some crazy stuff. I mean, there's some stuff like, everybody knows a Roomba, you know, a little round vacuum cleaner. Goes around your house, right? Let's say you got a two-story house. I talked yesterday about one that had tracks, kind of like a tank that would drive down the stairs. I saw one today that was completely over-engineered, insane. This thing pulled into a drone-style helicopter about 2 feet wide and took off.
What?
With an engine that sounded like an F-18 Hornet in your house.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
so
my
ridiculously
gosh.
Loud.
Oh,
and it flew down, it flies down the stairs or up the stairs and then relaunches the Roomba onto that floor. It was completely out of control. The real big thing today, though, on the other side of the hall we were at was the pets. And I know it sounds corny and crazy, but these AI pets are taking it up a notch. These are next level robots that can help you, kind of like an Amazon Alexa, I hate to say her name, but an Echo that you talk to. It helps you with your schedule, helps you with what you're doing, but it's also a pet that fetches things, picks things up around the house for you. It literally is on two wheels and has gyroscopes that keep it completely level. It's about a foot tall and about a foot wide. And I spoke with the owner and CEO. He said that these are going to be used all over for police departments, military, but they're going to be priced affordable to where you have an actual robot pet in your house that is also your assistant. So they're taking the whole robot pet thing to a whole new level.
Wow.
Maybe an uncomfortable level for those of us who love real pets. So you sent me a picture of something that is pretty cool, and I'm a big fan of professional golf, and I try to play amateur golf, but it's called the Divot Fix, and this is a little machine that drives around golf courses and greens and fixes divots on fairways and greens. That's pretty cool.
Yes, that was fascinating. It literally uses LIDAR and analyzes the ground and looks for divots that were taken out on fairways and on greens, goes over tops of them and repairs them automatically. And it'll spend all day, 10 hours, just roaming the golf course fixing divots, and then goes back to its home and recharges. It's unbelievable. The other one along that same lines was this janitorial cleaning system that's meant for manufacturing plants, warehouses, large distribution centers. And it is it's about $30,000, but it roams around the entire warehouse manufacturing floor and picks up pieces of pallets, bolts, nails, and it literally is a self-sustaining janitor that empties itself, fills itself up with water and fluids, cleans the floors all day long, nonstop. It has sensors all over it. I saw some unbelievable things about just the amount of robots that are out there with lawn care. Oh, my goodness. So many vendors with lawn care.
I need one of those. I need one of those for sure. So you sent some pictures of some robots that are very realistic looking, and you said they're $95,000. They're for sale. They're meant to be home companions and helpers around the house, also greeters at certain events and locations. I mean, these things look creepy, but you're in Sin City, so can I ask a question that Sue might want to cover her ears for? There's got to be some sex stuff with all this stuff, too, right?
There was a couple of booths that were very creepy, not gonna lie. Let's put it this way, I didn't take any pictures of them because I didn't want to be that guy standing in front of that booth. But there were a couple of booths that were a little off, that had a little thing going on. But that is a real thing, and I don't know if you saw the robots that looked like they were, fighting. The ones that, they're shaking their arms like they're loosening up from a boxing match. That is legit. Like, those were autonomous robots walking around doing the fight scenes. And then I'll also send you the one where it was playing ping pong with a guy. And it was accurately playing ping pong the guy was trying to stop it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. You talked about that one yesterday. I want to see it. That robot, by the way, have you been to Sphere?
Yes.
Okay, so because I had a conversation with a robot that looks like that when I went to Sphere for the first time. I've been there twice. I'm supposed to go again next weekend. But I was able to ask questions and interact. And I asked him last year, because it was January last year, how the Chiefs were going to do in the playoffs, and gave me kind of a non-answer answer, but it was entertaining nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. So I did not go inside the Sphere. I drove right by it. I think I sent a picture of the outside of it. It was fascinating. Right now they're showing Wizard of Oz. So I was kind of looking forward to a live concert. But we didn't get to go to that. So
I'm going to see Zach Brown next weekend at Sphere.
Oh, now that would be great. That would be something great. I'm going to miss that by 1 week. Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. This show, the stuff that's coming out this spring, and a lot of what have we talked about over the last 2 days, you and I right now, it's coming out in the spring. It's going to be March, April. A lot of this stuff is not, we're not talking years from now. This stuff is coming out now. It really is unbelievable. And it's all, most of what we talked about is reasonably priced when it comes to the robots and the crazy technology. The wellness and longevity tech is really a big focus. So get ready for that. That's going to be all over the place when it comes to wearables, things that, like, even what's wild is they had AI built into sleep masks. So it sensed how often you're snoring, how much you're tossing and turning, how what your real sleep is, and it reports back. And this isn't a mask. They also had AI built into a pillow. And I don't know how much you want AI in your pillow.
I don't. But
it's sensing all of your sleep patterns and sleep habits. And then it's giving you advice on everything from nutrition, the way you're laying down in your bed, how you're sleeping, and so forth. So it is definitely a major push with AI and wellness.
Is it slipping you an Ambien if it takes an hour or more to go to sleep? Because that's what I would demand. George, awesome content. We really appreciate it. Have fun. Send more videos, okay?
Absolutely.
Right.
Will do.
That's George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, not sure what the night holds in Minneapolis. That will be the focus of our audio cut of the day here in just a moment. The shooting up there and the competing narratives of the video that have emerged. Don't forget, as we round out the week, we have a Reardon Roundtable on Friday. You know, I've done the Roundtable for many, many years. It actually started when I was first here in St. Louis in 1996, Sue. I started doing it. It was fashion. Bill Maher had a show in the 90s called Politically Incorrect. And you know, our current Steve Moore, and I think, noodled on the idea. And at first, I would have, like, even comedians that would come into town. I'd have them on the Roundtable. Wasn't as good with the local issues, if you would. But, you know, it's evolved into something over decades, and we're really proud of it, and we have a lot of fun. We have great guests, but we do have a bit of a change coming, and I'll make an announcement on that at 3 o'clock on Friday. Let's do this before we get out of here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, nobody can agree on anything, and here's Christy Noem's version of what happened today in Minneapolis.
It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism.
All right, so that's the DHS version of the events. There are several videos that have emerged, and this guy, Jacob Fry, punk mayor of Minneapolis, just shoots from the hip, not knowing any of the facts.
What we do know is that a 37-year-old woman is dead and that she was shot by ICE. We've dreaded this moment since the early stages of this ICE presence in Minneapolis. Not only is this a concern that we've had internally, we've been talking about it. They are not here to cause safety in this city. What they are doing is not to provide safety in America.
It's unbelievable because, you know, Tim Walz was criticizing the lack of communication from the feds with the locals. Are you kidding me? They've specifically, Jacob Frey has told his police department essentially to stand down when it comes to ICE. And he said, we've been talking about something like this happening? Yeah. When you're a sanctuary city, when you have people that are being arrested for, you heard Christy Noem earlier this hour talking about some child porn and things like that, and you're encouraging people to do everything that they can to thwart the operations of the federal officers, yeah, someone's going to get hurt, and someone might get killed. And that's what happened today.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.